Chief Administrative Officer Greg McIntyre gave the board 4 points regarding why bring up the issue of random drug and alcohol testing.
Why test students, as Dr. Ely alluded to, certainly the safety aspect, but also the health aspect of all students who might participate in extracurricular activities and students who seek parking permits on our high schools. Also to serve as a deterrent to the use of illegal drugs, possibly performance-enhancing drugs and or alcohol. It certainly offers kids credible means to resist peer pressure. It provides, to be quite honest with you, some cover and reason to tell those peers, no, I could be drug tested, and so it's much easier for me just to go ahead and use that, and everyone understand that that's part of the participation with either extracurriculars or driving on campus. And then lastly, also to provide a source of information to parents for any student who might be using illegal drugs, performance-enhancing drugs, or alcohol.
6 of the 7 members of the College Station School Board had comments this week. Here's a sampling from Board President Jeff Harris.
It's nice that it follows our budget discussion because mm-hmm. the first question is, how much does it cost? And I mean, I'm not expecting us to have full answers, and obviously that's going to vary depending on the scale, the number of tests, number right. of students, who you cover, what percentage, how often, all those things. But I think that's question one. The fiscal side of me would ask, what does it cost? But closely followed that is, it's drilling down a little bit more on the why and our purpose, and is it appropriate for us to be doing it? And to me, I'll get back to kind of my core beliefs and commitments. Is this going to lead to more student success? I don't know. Do we have any empirical evidence to back it up that districts that have these kinds of programs actually have better student success? And I think that's important. I mean, I struggle with the feeling that this isn't, I don't want this to be me imposing a personal choice on other individuals. I want it to be something that if we're trying to improve student health and safety, that we're really getting at it the right way. And we're actually going to improve not only health and safety, but also student success. So that's kind of the 30,000 foot view questions that I would have. And then, you know, kind of look at how did our past drug testing work? I noticed we don't still do it. Why? How would we deal with things like false positives? Any Seinfeld fans will remember when she ate the poppy seed muffin and had the test show up. I mean, how do we deal with things like that? What does that look like? How do we deal with that and not negatively impact students? Prescription use of some of those things, I mean, closely related to a false positive. If we're talking about students and illegal use, what about tobacco? I didn't see that on the list up there. Is that something we get into? I think we need to be able to answer questions like, well, if we're concerned about student safety and we're talking about parking permits, why aren't we looking at their driving record? If they have a bunch of tickets, what makes that different from a student safety standpoint than having a drug testing policy? And again, I'm not telling you I don't think we should do it. I'm saying these are questions that I think we need to answer and have answered. So when people ask us, we can say, oh, yeah, we thought through it and we fully evaluated this, because I think it's important that we give it that thought. Let's see what else I have. Do we have any concern? And I think you can probably look at other places this is has been used, that it would have a disparate impact on any type of protected class. Are we going to expose the district to potential problems if we have certain groups that are more negatively impacted because of how we implement this or what particular items we choose to put on the list? We talked a little bit about administering it, and I know some folks that live in one of these districts that have it, a drug testing program that has random testing. What they told me was their son, who happened to be the white National Honor Society student, has been tested 6 times. The star running back is yet to be tested. They don't have a lot of faith in their system in the community. How do we prevent that? How are we going to make sure that we have a real system?
Here are comments from Superintendent Clark Ely.
The drug testing policies that have passed muster from the courts are ones that that test those kids who are involved in those optional items, extracurricular activities, parking on campus, those types of things. That's why they were chosen, because those are what these policies do. So for those students who are involved in school, who come to school and only go to school and are not involved in any extracurricular activities, they wouldn't be subject to that unless their parents opted them into the program. And this is an option for us if we want to move forward. But using this as an example, if we move forward with this and the parents opted them in, there would be no school extracurricular or parking permit discipline for them. But at least it would be information that the parents would have, and they would be able to act upon them. And that's kind of that third bullet or fourth bullet about giving good information to parents and families.
That was followed by a question from Board President Jeff Harris.
Is there any concern that it would create a disincentive to participation? And I think that's probably some of that empirical.
And that is. And the people that we have talked to that have gone through the process of enacting these policies have not seen an overwhelming disincentive for people to be involved in these activities. Can I say that every person would 100% still want to be involved in it? Could there be a person who would not want to be involved because of their possibility of being tested? That's a possibility. But it hasn't been an overwhelming issue in the districts that we've studied.
Next board member to ask a question was from Geraldine Nolan.
What are the ramifications or discipline involved? I'm having a hard time understanding.
So that would be one of the things that we would want to discuss as we went through this policy-making process that we go through. But oftentimes, and we'll use athletics as an example, it might be first positive, first confirmed positive would be 3 weeks without participation in activities, like games and perhaps practices, perhaps not practices. Again, these are decisions and discussions we could have. Maybe 6 weeks the second time, maybe 9 weeks the third time, maybe a full year, a semester, or something like that. For those folks who are involved in other activities like marching band or orchestra, those types of things, and they have public performances, it could be those types of things that are taken away for a specified period of time. Obviously, for people who drive, it would be suspension of parking privileges for a certain period of time. Those are the things that generally, as we've looked at board policies in other districts, that they have used as consequences.
Among those giving an opinion about the proposal, board member Quinn Williams had then asked a question of Chief Administrative Officer Greg McIntyre.
I'm in favor. I think it's a great idea. The question I have, so you have a consent form. Is that too low? So you have an athlete or a parking student, and then you have then the parents still have to consent for them to be tested. And so if they don't consent to that, then they don't get a parking pass or they don't get to play a sport?
That is correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So they have to qualify for all three of those?
Yes.
I think it's a great way to give kids an out from the peer pressure that they face. Well, I'm in favor.
Another question directed to Greg McIntyre came from board member Michael Wesson.
Do you have any idea what ballpark percentage of school districts do have a policy that looks something like this?
I do not have a ballpark percentage, but I can tell you that we took a look at a number of school districts that do have board policy and do this type of testing. larger districts, large districts from Brazosport and Goose Creek, for instance, all the way to much smaller districts like Italy and Splendora, Dallas ISD, and others. There's also large school districts and others that choose not to. But there are a number, and with that, there's different variations. Some only extracurriculars, some extracurriculars in driving, some test only for athletics. So there are many decision points along the way, but quite a few. And then also a number of districts that choose different percentages of students to test. Some would say anywhere from 5% up to 20%. Others say only up to 10%, while others might say up to 50%.
Dr. Wesson offering some comments later on in the discussion, as did fellow board member Mike Nugent.
I guess my initial opinion is I'm inclined to be in favor of such policy. You know, I've had two phone calls since our agenda came out, and we haven't even had a conversation in open forum about this. But obviously, we post our agenda ahead of time, and both those individuals were very much in favor of adding this in our district as a policy. So I'll be interested to see, now that it's out in the open, the feedback that we get as board members, and I assume at some point we would take this to and ask people their feedback on any policy that we put back together. I think that'd be in our best interest. Just to, if nothing else, see. I mean, we need to do, obviously, as a board, what we think is the right thing to do regardless. But, I mean, if we had a community that was really split 50-50 on this, it's obviously a much harder decision than if every single person who gives us feedback says we think this is an important thing for whatever reason. So it'd be worth collecting that feedback in some way, shape, or form, I think.
I just echo what Dr. Wesson said. When I first heard about it, I was my inclination was thumbs up, and it still is. That doesn't mean I don't think there are questions that need to be answered. But I, since the agenda was posted, I've had a few people contact me, and they were there was genuine excitement, and again, I think one of the questions you brought up was why didn't this work? Or maybe it did in the early 2000s or in the 90s. But, how can we do it better? But, there's obviously going to be a financial cost. And, we look at a $4.9 million deficit. That's a little scary because I've done this before. And I know, there's a real cost to it. There's a real cost in the implementation of it. It's going to put more on our staff. Just as you were talking about the parking permits, it's traumatizing to me to think about who's policing that out in the parking lot. I know it can be done, but again, my first inclination is I'm interested in exploring it. Having had a student go through high school and two there now, you just hear. I know we don't like to talk about it too much, but I believe there is a perception that there's a problem nationwide, but we're not excluded from that. And, Mr. Harris, you were talking about whether or not this is going to help, students succeed. I would think if we're deterring drug use, success is going to go up. I don't hear about many kids who get off of drugs and then their grades crater. Typically, it's the other way around. And unfortunately, we've had a family friend that has got caught up in this in the last month. And what was the tell where the grades plummeted? Uh-huh. And we hear too many stories about that. So, interested in a discussion.
Finishing up this segment with more comments from College Station School Board President Jeff Harris.
I certainly don't want it to be taken that the fact that I'm asking questions to be viewed as a negative towards it or to reflect on my views of it. I'm not sure where I stand on it, to be quite honest. If it's something we can put in place that will actually help give our kids a better chance to become critical thinkers, problem solvers, and obtain the knowledge and skills to be productive and responsible citizens in a global marketplace, I'm generally in favor of it, assuming we can pay for it. But I do think we need to make sure that that is actually what it will do, and it's not just, well, we like the idea of keeping these kids from doing drugs. I mean, one thing that occurred to me, I have two boys that are in high school and would clearly be covered by whatever we do. And I don't want them to do drugs, but I don't drug test them. Maybe I should. I don't know. It's causing me to rethink some of those things.
Comments you've heard during today's 5 p.m. news hour taken from the audio portion of the video archive at csisd.org. Again, the College Station School Board starting the discussion. We'll come back at some future point and continue discussing whether to bring back random drug and alcohol testing for some students in grades 7 through 12. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.